This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've just been talking to the Vice President of the Border Patrol Council about the frustration they have in their job. And, of course, it's the frustration that the public has that's behind the rise of Donald Trump. We see this article coming out of Europe because, you know, this is what we have to understand is that this is not simply an issue of people coming in from Mexico for economic reasons. This is the planned takedown of the Western economies, planned chaos. Here's an example. We've got an article up on Infowars.com. Islamic State commander found living as a refugee in a rural German village. Now, this is a guy, we've got other articles from WorldNet Daily where they show him on television. He's being interviewed as a migrant, saying, yeah, I'm just coming here for economic opportunity, and yet he is actually an ISIS commander. Okay, then they did more investigation. They found him living as a refugee in rural German America. This is the planned takedown of the West. It's got many different aspects to it. It's got the economic consolidation that we see with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership, creating an economic union, then creating economic crisis so they can move to consolidate the sovereignty of the European Union. You see that happening now as well. But it's also taking down the culture and creating a chaos, a division, a kind of a balkanization, if you will, of all the European states. That's what's going on here. It is part of the globalist plan. It is something they've been talking about for a very long time. We need to understand what's behind that. We need to understand what the socialists like Cloward and Piven, the economists, gamed this out and said, this is the way we establish our new state, by first destroying what is there. So that's what's behind that. Our country, of course, is being transformed in a number of different ways. And, of course, we had a recent interview Kit Daniels did with Lou Rockwell. And they talked in this interview, one of the many different aspects. It's a very long interview. You can see that on Infowars.com. I want to play a section of this interview where they talk about the cashless society.
Yeah, even in Austin, like if I go out to, like, say, a bar or coffee shop, you know, they've got these little devices saying that you can pay with your smartphone and whatnot. It's kind of, I feel like it's conditioning people for a cashless society. And people, you know, they think it's all trendy and cool and it makes it more convenient, but they don't realize how much control you're handing over to the government with, you know, without cash. It's just like kind of like with people that say with about gold that if you don't hold it, you don't own it. So what do you think the implications of the cashless society would be?
Well, you know, you're very right about this being a propaganda campaign. I remember seeing an ad a couple of years ago now about people are getting coffee in line and they're all paying with their cell phones. And then he was paying with cash and he drops the money on the floor and everybody's disgusted with him and he looks like a fool. What an idiot for wanting to pay with cash. Mm-hmm. So there's a propaganda campaign. And in fact, this has a precedent. Starting about 1910, there was a big propaganda campaign against ever using gold. Mm-hmm. You were an idiot, you were a hick, just your gold should always be in the bank. This is before the establishment of the Fed, of course, and then, of course, eventually making possible Roosevelt's confiscation of everybody's gold. But there was a big, you were a boob, you were a country bumpkin, you were just uncool if you wanted to have gold coins and use gold coins. Mm-hmm. It was very important that people use gold coins, and they succeeded in propagandizing a lot of people out of it. So the same thing is happening now. They hate cash. The banks hate the cash. Governments hate the cash. They want to keep track of every single thing you do with your money, every purchase you make, every dime you have. Where is it going? Do they approve? Is this something they should keep an eye on? Is this just something they should arrest you for? So they want, the total cashless society. Ron Paul was talking about this in the 1980s. As being something they wanted, and they're making progress to it towards it. But
and again, you can see the rest of that interview on the Alex Jones Channel on YouTube. And as he's talking about the cashless society, remember, that it's just the last couple of days, the Federal Reserve has been talking about, well, we need to change the laws a little bit so we can charge people negative interest. So they're going to try to stop cash, and then they're going to charge you interest if you leave it in the bank. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and you know, as serious as the situation in Flint, Michigan is with the lead contamination in the water, there is a ticking time bomb. I've reported on this in the past. We're going to be talking to Anthony Gucciardi about what this ticking time bomb is that makes this very serious situation in Flint, Michigan look like absolutely nothing. Before we do, real quickly, I want to correct a little bit what I had said earlier. There was not an official announcement of Chris Christie's presidential bid ending. Actually, what we had reported was from the New York Post and other sources saying that multiple campaign sources have said today that they believe that he will be ending his presidential bid after coming in sixth place. Again, it was such a low showing there that he's not going to be included in the upcoming debate on Saturday. He did not get any of the delegates because he is below the 10% threshold. And as one campaign source said, we bet the ranch on New Hampshire. No one anticipated the Trump phenomenon. That's a source that's close to Christie, told ABC News, and said Christie is a realist. And as part of that realism, he reportedly called Donald Trump last night as he was considering what his options were. So that indicates that he is a realist in terms of what is actually happening with Donald Trump. The establishment is trying to pretend that it's not real. They have been telling themselves and everybody else that it's going to go away. But just as we were talking to the Border Patrol Council Vice President in the last hour, the basis of what Donald Trump's campaign is based on is the concern about the border and many other issues that we have tried again and again and again to get the GOP to do something about it. And they have promised when they run for elections that they will do something about it. And the case in point is Marco Rubio, who promised that he was going to do something about that issue and many other issues that he subsequently betrayed the voters who put him in office. That sense of betrayal is really driving the Trump campaign, as well as the sense that our economy is melting down. We're seeing the results of exporting jobs, importing workers, and opening our borders. In other words, as Donald Trump puts it very plainly, it's a bad deal. We all understand what a bad deal it is. But I want to talk to Anthony Gucciardi about another issue, another part of our decaying infrastructure. And, of course, that is the risk that's being presented by these aging nuclear power plants. Many of these power plants, Anthony, were put into service. They had anticipated useful lives of 25, 30 years. And what we're seeing happening, I saw this happen in North Carolina, as they get to the 25-year lifespan that they had set these things up and approved them for and licensed them for, they just come back in and say, well, you know what, we need the electricity, so let's just extend the licensing here. We'll extend it for another 25 years. And what we're seeing is, in North Carolina, the one that I'm familiar with that was not too far from where we lived, they were constantly having minor issues. They would have a pipe burst here, or another malfunction over here. They tell us that there wasn't much radiation release, but you don't really have a way to measure that because you can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't smell it. So unless you got a Geiger counter, you just got to take their word for it. But there's other issues that we see developing, and one of them is developing in New York. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so obviously we have a larger issue. It's beyond just North Carolina and New York. Up to 75% or more of U.S. nuke sites have been found to be leaking, and we'll get into that in a minute. But this reminds us, because this is the headline just out a couple days ago. We've got some new information on this as well. 65,000% radioactivity spike in New York right now, 20 miles about above New York City. The New York governor has ordered a probe into the water leak at Indian Point. We've got some more information on this. So, look, Flint is terrible. What's going on in Flint is absolutely horrible. It's really sad. But what we fail to understand is when we follow the media spotlight, think about it, like a very finely pointed spotlight that only highlights one little thing, and there's the rest is kind of darkness, right? The media spotlight goes onto something, and we cling onto it, and we freak out about it. We have all this hype about it, and citizens watch the TV, and they say, oh, my God, Flint, how horrible. But unfortunately, this spotlight prevents us from looking around in the shadows about what else is going on. And these stories from 2011 as far back warning us over and over again, such as radioactive leaks found at 75% of U.S. nuke sites.
Well, just going back to that Flint thing, and, of course, the spotlight that they put on it, that's a situation where you can see it, you can smell it, you can taste it, you can take video of it, and it has immediate effects on these children in many cases. The issue, though, with the nuclear stuff is it's so much more dangerous, simply because it's so difficult to detect and because the effects of it can take a while to manifest themselves, and they can manifest themselves in a way that you can't precisely pin it on that. They can always say, well, it was something else in the environment that gave all these kids cancer.
They also can't make it a politically correct slash race slash offensive issue, right? The nuclear power plants, they can't say that it's specifically targeting a certain percentage of people or a certain kind of people or whatever. It's also not sensational, because as of right now, it will be sensational when these nuke sites really start leaking. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but if they do, if we don't do something about it, and little kids really start getting deformed and bad things happen, then it will be sensational. But I like to fix things before it turns super sensational, right? Yeah. That's my angle. Let's do something before it turns into a mega catastrophe. And for me, radiation is one of the scariest things, because Flint, yes, you have lead in the water, and again, it is very sad, and it is horrible, but you can actually do something about it. You can change out the pipes, right? You can fix what's going on. You can have mega filtration systems going on. If you have radiation leaks into the water supply, you can't exactly do that, right? It's much more challenging. And think about Flint in comparison to what we're about to read. This is from 2011. This ties into what's going on now. Radioactive leaks found in 75% of U.S. nuke sites. This is from CBS News. Radioactive tritium, tritium has leaked from three-quarters of U.S. commercial nuclear power sites, often into groundwater from corroded, buried piping, as Associated Press investigation shows. I also mentioned this is the same type of hydrogen isotope, radioactive hydrogen isotope, that's been leaking from New York. The number and severity of the leaks has been escalating, even as federal regulators extend the licenses of more and more reactors across the nation. So they're just saying, oh, you're fine. You're leaking, no big deal.
You've got these old, aging, creaky facilities, okay, which just extended arbitrarily.
Over and over again.
Okay, and that's one aspect. The other aspect of it, of course, is having to store the nuclear waste. In most cases, they will store that nuclear waste on site. And that was a big part of the Fukushima issue, was waste that was stored on site. So you have two different issues. You have a gradual, not you know, people typically think about something like Chernobyl or Three Mile Island, where there's a catastrophic meltdown or something, okay? This is the gradual deterioration of these plants, and they do nothing about it. And then the storage of this waste, which has to be done for thousands of years. I mean, if you look at this from a cost-benefit analysis, how could you possibly justify nuclear power in the sense that you've got to store this waste for thousands of years without any leaking into the environment? I mean, you know, how do you put a price tag on that when you calculate the cost of energy from nuclear power?
Right. And for me, it's beyond just the debate of whether or not we should even have it. It's, hey, look, it's here, and we're going to extend these licenses and just going to let these people dump into the groundwater. It's no big deal. Everything's fine, right? Yeah. So to me, it's just so absurd. So the tritium, which is a radioactive form of hydrogen, as I just mentioned, has leaked from at least 48 of the 65 sites, according to the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission records reviewed as part of the AP's year-long examination. Great job for the AP to actually do this, by the way, of safety issues at aging nuclear power plants. Leaks from at least 37 of those facilities contained concentrations exceeding the federal drinking water standard, sometimes at hundreds of times the limit. While most leaks have been found within plant boundaries, some have migrated off-site, but none is known to have reached public water supplies.
Now, not known.
Right. So this is from 2011, right?
Yeah.
The nuke site's leaking. It says, well, it's not a big deal. You know, it is pretty bad. But then, again, this is a warning from 2011. Then, this month in 2016, 65,000% radioactive spike, New York governor orders probe into water leak at Indian Point. It's the tritium, the same kind of radioactive isotope of hydrogen, and this plant had been shut down in 1974 because it had some issues. Now, we see the same thing happening. We were warned in 2011, and they knew about it long before that. Of the three wells in question, according to Cuomo's statement, Radioactivity increased nearly 65,000%, while in total the company reported alarming levels of radioactivity. The cause of contamination is unknown.
So these are plants that have been shut down. So this is the...
No. This is a new plant.
Uh-huh.
The Indian Point plant previously had been... A plant at that same site had been shut down in 1974 because of cooling issues.
I see.
So they just went, oh, whatever, we'll fix it, and they opened up a new one. And now it's leaking into the groundwater, and they're saying they don't know what's going on, they don't know how. And they're acting like it's a new phenomenon, but we know it's been happening, you know, around the United States in 75% of plants.
What I find amazing too, when we look at this, is that what are they so upset about? I mean, they're upset about carbon dioxide. They're not upset about nuclear waste that's moving into our water supply. What they're trying to freak everybody out about is carbon dioxide, which is necessary for plants. You know, it makes plants grow. It's something that's a natural thing that comes out. That's what they're so totally focused on. We had one moment of sanity yesterday. We had a 5-4 decision with the Supreme Court saying they're going to put a halt on the implementation of Obama's regulations, his executive order implemented through the EPA to essentially shut down and control all electricity generation with coal. He said he was going to bankrupt the coal industry. He hasn't been able to do that yet. They put a stay on this order, and it's not going to, nothing's going to change with it until after the presidential election. So the next president, whoever we choose, is going to deal with this. Either going to try to revive that. Bernie Sanders says he thinks that climate is the biggest threat to us of anything. Okay, so we know where he's going to go with this. So if we get somebody who's a Republican, they'll probably will shut that down. But it's amazing to me that they make that the big issue, and they totally ignore what's going on with nuclear contamination, with radiation, with these aging, leaking facilities. And many of these people who are part of this environmental movement will say, no, we need to have nuclear because it doesn't have any carbon dioxide.
Yeah, exactly. And then they act like this is nothing and not a big deal. And under Obama, new plants are being made. It's just, as we mentioned, the regulations are just, licenses are going over and over and over again.
It's absolutely Twilight Zone, as we hear. We're going to be right back with Anthony Gucciardi. Stay with us.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Attention, listeners of this radio station are set to get free survival food. Farmers vow to keep up with the rush to supply every listener who calls and beats the deadline to claim free 72-hour survival food kits. In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts recommend good for 25 years survival food. In an unprecedented move, Food for Patriots 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners of this radio station. According to a company spokesman, this is happening because we're worried that the people in Washington have an agenda. Control the food, control the people. You don't want to rely on the government to keep your family fed in a crisis. The normal price of these kits is $27 plus shipping, but listeners who act now get them free. Just cover $9.95 shipping and processing per kit. Call 800-942-7579 in the next 48 hours to beat the deadline. To get your free 72-hour survival food kit, you need to call 800-942-7579 right now. That's 800-942-7579.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I've been talking to Anthony Gucciardi about what's going on in Flint, and of course, the even bigger problem that is on the horizon, the decaying infrastructure of our nuclear power plants and the 65,000% increase in radiation and groundwater up in New York State. That's 650 times what it was before. The bottom line is this. You can't really trust anybody else to protect your life or your liberty. The way we try to protect our liberty, of course, is by talking to other people, educating other people, getting them to understand what is at stake. And, of course, that is also the way we try to protect our life. We offer you products here at InfoWarsLife.com to protect your life. And, of course, we've got a couple of specials that are expiring today, Anthony. We've got the new pill formulation, Anthroplex. There's an introductory sale. That, together with Super Male Vitality, you get 15% off both of those. Tell us a little bit about Anthroplex. It's something that I haven't had the chance to try yet.
So Anthroplex is a pill formation that it used to be a once-daily foundation for men. We made it a twice-daily at the same low price, the exact same price. Now you take it twice a day. And what it is it combines really well with Super Male Vitality. It's made to fight back against all the gender-bending chemicals that we're exposed to on a daily basis. I mean, men in this country are consuming through the food and the water supply an absolute attack on their bodies.
The BPAs, everything is phthalates. Even cans are lined with plastic.
Exactly. Yeah. It's on your money. It's on this paper that we're touching right now. I mean, we're being exposed to BPA through this printer ink. It's on everything. It's in prescription drugs. It's in everything.
So and it's not in our mind. We can see this in the fish, and we can see this in the wildlife. As it's going into the water supply and running off, you can see that there's a gender changing going on with fish, with shrimp, various things.
People make fun of that, but there was actually a story in the National Geographic that I gave to Alex about a week or two ago, and it was about how male fish were having eggs. Because they were exposed to gender-bending chemicals.
That's real.
Okay?
Yeah.
So this is to fight back, and also it pairs well with Super Male Vitality. So today, though, tonight we are ending this particular special where if you buy Super Male Vitality and Anthroplex, you get 15% off. But it doesn't end there. We also have auto ship on InfoWarsLife.com. Mm-hmm. So take 10% off when you do auto ship on all of these. So that 15% off is ending. Also, we have Silver Bullet. We extended this because it was selling well. We're going to run out, though, soon, so we're going to have to end it. Get Silver Bullet for 15% off. That's ending tonight, but you can get Silver Bullet for 15% off and 10% off with AutoShip, so that's 25% off, and that ends tonight at InfoWarsLife.com. So okay, these are the specials ending, and you have Prostate Guard for 15% off that we're going to end in the next few days. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and take advantage of that because it's all ending tonight.
And the bottom line is, you know, you are ultimately responsible for your health. I mean, we're looking at the water situation. You know, you need to make sure that you've got fresh, clean drinking water. And again, the free shipping, anything that's over $50. I mean, if you don't have a good water filter, you need to make sure you've got that.
Or just trust the government and drink 65,000 in free.
Exactly. There's no problem. Water. Yeah, they're just going to take care of it for you. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the election that we saw last night?
Well, you know, I have a proposal. I watch the debates. I've watched every single debate, actually, at least most of them. I tuned out some of it after a little while. I actually propose that we request all of the Republican candidates and the Democratic candidates to pass the Turing test. Now, for those who aren't familiar with what that is.
See if there's really any intelligence. Yeah, because, you know, Marco Rubio, he's kind of the example of artificial intelligence. You know, he's artificially intelligent. He can keep repeating these canned lines like a robot.
So the Turing test is basically to determine if artificial intelligence can mimic that of a human being, to see if someone can actually believe that artificial intelligence is essentially human.
And Marco failed that.
Marco Rubio has failed the Turing test. In my view, Ted Cruz has failed the Turing test. Hillary Clinton... It should be, you know.
There's a different test for Hillary.
Disqualified to begin with.
There's one of integrity. There's an integrity test.
The Turing test, I believe, would be a great way to kind of filter out different candidates. Because, look, let's be honest. I talked about this on the Sunday show and many times before. People want individuals that are real. Okay? We're tired of the fake, phony way that they train to speak.
Yeah.
It's offensive to me when I sit down. And I'm not even talking about the policy, okay? I'm not even talking about the candidates. I get some people like Ted Cruz, whatever. I'm just talking about the way he speaks in these debates is offensive to me. It's offensive to me because he speaks like, well, you know, yes, we do need to save this country. And it's like, come on, man. And then the way Marco Rubio just spits out the same line five times in a row. We've played the video for you guys. Spits out the same line.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's so robotic and so
That's why when Donald
synthetic.
Trump comes out and he says things that are offensive or rough or whatever, at least people say, well, you know, that's what you see is what you get, okay?
They're saying the same thing about Bernie Sanders.
I'm not saying I agree with all of it, but
at least it's real. And then it's kind of like they should just come out with, like, plastic surgery on their face, too, like huge lips and, like, you know, like a specific nose, like just totally insane looking. It's so fake. I'm just done with it, man.
Okay, so that's Anthony Gucciardi's solution for how we elect a president. Thank you very much, Anthony Gucciardi.
Absolutely.
And coming up after the break, we're going to be joined by Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drink, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the studio, but joining us now is Alex Jones. Alex?
Well, David, I've been listening on the iPhone app off and on today, and just what an incredible broadcast with Richard Reeves from New Hampshire in the aftermath of that stunning victory for Donald Trump, and as you were just talking about with Anthony Gucciardi, the socialist slash communist candidate from the United States, Bernie Sanders. And then we expand into all the other things that are happening. The head of the Border Patrol Union, or the deputy head, saying, our government, our president, works directly against the Border Patrol and federal law and sovereignty. And that's the triumph of political correctness, whether it's turning off our power plants so our jobs go to China and India or Mexico, or whether it's saying, come after our guns outside of law, or whether it is just with executive rule having the IRS persecute their political enemies. This is in fuego. This is tyranny on fire, naked, 200-proof, bona fide, certified, colossal, I mean, just dripping wet in the blood of innocence. It is so naked. It is nakedly on fire. It is in our face. It is ridiculous, but it's meant to be ridiculous to break our will ahead of just fantastical stuff they've got planned if we continue to fail the test and not resist and say no. The good news is, as Ron Paul said today, and we have the video up on Infowars.com and many others, there is one of the biggest awakenings in history happening, and people more and more withdrawing their support from the system of every race, color, creed, religion, you name it. But it is a neck-and-neck battle, and listening to the deputy head of the Border Patrol Union talk about what Jakari Jackson and Don Salazar already went and documented years ago, but to see him say it, we complete the smuggling process. We're here to commit crimes against America. All of it, when flying through TSA, they pull myself, my family out. They search all our bags. They know who I am. They know I have no criminal record. They have me in a database. They know I haven't gotten a speeding ticket, but like one in like a decade. I mean, they know that, and they act like I am Adolf Hitler reborn. So that tells you everything you need to know about this political system and how sickening it is. And I've said this many times, and not for lack of material, but remember MSNBC. We've played the clips. Maddow and all those other people going, yeah, of course we've got the IRS coming after conservatives and Christians and veterans and gun owners. You're racist and you deserve to be in jail. The totalitarianism of that, again, the key word, the nakedness, the wantonness of the clear and present threat these people are. Now, I want to go over news here. But before I do that, this morning I got up at about 6 a.m., began to look at the news, and I get Google alerts. And so there was like only, it was a light news day, only like 100 and something news articles attacking me by name. And because I search it under Alex Jones and Infowars, I don't just do Alex Jones, or there's that British TV star, and then it gets confusing. But I like to monitor what they're doing. So I spend about 10 minutes every morning right when I wake up, as I'm at the coffee maker, seeing what the attacks are, not in some narcissistic egomania. I need to know which missiles are being fired at Infowars, and my name is the radar system in which we know which the new attacks are. And I see these different articles, a whole bunch of them. The same Democratic Party, usual suspects with their MO, Alex Jones. And then one of the top stories on Yahoo, Alex Jones says, break Bernie Sanders supporters' jaws. And then I went and read the article, and I mean, I remember what I said yesterday. I said, knowing fascism, knowing communism, the hundreds of millions dead, and to see these parasites living off all the Americans and others that fought communism and fascism and Nazism and totalitarianism, you know, it'd be great to see these people, you know, if they had broken jaws, figuratively, to realize how pathetic and stupid they are. I said they've never been in fights. They've never been in the real world. They live off what's left of capitalism and all the wealth and all the diversity and all the choices, and they basically piss on it, for lack of a better term. And the full quote's there. They even link to it. But they say, and worse yet, Jones wants the supporters of Sanders to burn in camps. So I don't apologize overall, but I apologize for the fact that I don't realize what enemies these people are, and that I say things literary and in a literary fashion that they take out of context. Obviously, if you listen to the full interview, and I'm not apologizing, I'm not scared, it doesn't hurt me, it's not like I'm on the rocks or on the ropes, I'm just illustrating how these enemies operate. We're about nonviolence offensively. We're about winning an info war. We're trying to stop a civil war. Everybody knows we're trying to stop violence. I'm looking at the threat to myself and my family of socialism and communism and how it works and how it operates. And I say, my gosh, thinking of the hell that the Russians went through under communism. Think about Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And he said, oh, how we burned in the camps later, wishing, you can pull up his quote, we'd have done something earlier. I said in that quote, you guys, you live in the real world, you need to be in a fist fight. You need to live in reality and have to stand in line for your food. You need to have your collective jaws broken before you're burning in the camps like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, burning with anger that he hadn't taken action when he was outside that gulag. And I said that, and that shows our enemy. That I quoted Alexander Solzhenitsyn about, let's not burn in the camps, and they turned that into, I want to burn Bernie Sanders, who's Jewish, in a camp. See how this filth works? It doesn't matter that both my grandfathers fought Hitler. It does, in the European theater, it doesn't matter. They both almost died. One of them in a plane crash, another in a bombing raid. It means nothing to these people. They will put a George Soros Nazi collaborator over me and over the First Amendment to literally destroy our country and then sit there and tell us that we're Nazis. These people are the definition of scum. And I've got a big vocabulary, folks, but I'm telling you, they are disreputable trash. They are scum. They are lying, twisting, deceitful filth. And I am so sick of them. I am so tired of their frauds in their lives. And I'll tell you this, no matter, we know Bernie Sanders is bad news. We know Donald Trump says some things that he's trying to act like a tough guy at a fifth grade level. You know, I'll torture the terrorists. I'll protect you. He's trying to be the strong man for what he thinks American people want. And maybe he's right about his rhetoric, but I don't agree with some of the stuff he says, but I know this. The Bilderberg Group, Davos, the globalists, the enemies, the CNBCs, the Time magazines, the Newsweeks, the Daily Beast, the lying trash scum who I know is a cancer upon free speech and culture and everything else. They hate Donald Trump, so that's why I back him. And it's not a fake attack on him where they act like they're attacking him for reverse psychology. Six, 8 months ago, I thought that might be it, and on air said I'm watching closely. No, they are in panic mode, folks. And they're even in panic of their own socialist manifestation because they want a Bernie Sanders down the road to collectivize some of the wealth to make the educated masses controlled by government contracts that Eisenhower warned of in the military-industrial technological complex. He didn't just say military. It was first the technological complex of the elite, the technocrats controlling us through the funding that goes out with government contracts, creating a intellectual tyranny. The 21-minute speech is online, folks. Go watch it. And now we're in the hands of those people, and they can't compete with innovation. They can't compete with free market. So they have to then bring in crony capitalism, demonize free market, scapegoat it for their crimes. They're offshore, as I've said, on record, tax-exempt, above the law, diplomatic immunity, and then they scapegoat it. And Bernie Sanders knows this, and he plays up, oh, the Walmart family has $200 billion. Oh, General Electric doesn't pay taxes. Yeah, and your own buddy Obama gave him the waivers not to do it. So again, when I get up here and say that Bernie Sanders is a threat, he is a manifestation of how Hillary is meant to bring this system in, but he is a manifestation of what they've sold and the people they've created and the dumb masses that actually think socialism and communism delivers anything but slavery, anything but not having your own free will. And so that's why I get so mad at him. But let me be completely clear. I wish not a hair on that sack of crap's head ever be hurt to turn that inhuman, parasitical maggot into a patriot, into a martyr. No. I wish no harm against Obama or Jeb Bush or Hillary or any of these parasites that think because they know how to manipulate their God and have free will. I want to see their lies destroyed. I want to see their lies inflamed and burned down. I want to see their New World Order system burn as a funeral pyre against everything that they stand for. But that just shows how these people deceive. But I'll be honest with you. It is the coddled, system-based trendies that go to college and get the loans that were designed to rip them off that sit there saying, I like Bernie, I want something free, that are so incredibly dangerous because they grew in the bosom of a free nation. They grew in the bosom of a free market. They have more choices than anybody else in the world. And they sit here arrogantly hating America, hating what's good about freedom, hating what's good about the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. When the whole world wanted to come to the United States, not because it was perfect, but because it was the greatest expression of basic human will and liberty and had the most wiggle room, though it was somewhat of a cramped space, though for many of us that really dream of true liberty and can imagine what humans could do potentially, the word I would use is claustrophobic. But even the claustrophobia and all the problems of America compared to the tombs that are socialism, fascism, and communism and all command and control systems, it makes me so incredibly sick to see these people fallen and the sickness in their eyes, imagining dreams not in books they write or music they write or songs they play or art they paint or food they cook or jaws they set or legs they fix or crops they plant or children they teach or carburetors they repair. They dream through a state. They dream through a system. They dream through a God like Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton that would deliver them free goodies like the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. The Easter Bunny isn't real, folks. Santa Claus isn't real. And let me tell you, the sprites that bring you free goods and their black uniforms and their shiny boots and their submachine guns are bringing you into total slavery. And I can look at that creature Bernie Sanders and that creature Hillary Clinton, and I can tell you unequivocally, they point at the crimes that their crony system has created and engineered. They point at the very people that have financed them and tell us that going deeper into their system will save us. They are total and complete abject frauds. But if you look at the abject lies of these people, remember, Trump represents, and so does Sanders, the grassroots rebellion against the system that will go on and only get more intense past these candidates. Win, lose, or draw. And if Trump's a fraud, it doesn't matter, because we ride that collective figurehead to the next figurehead and the next and the next. The minute they betray us, we turn against them. And in the end, we're not going to pull up out of the magical sea of ideas a figurehead. We're going to pull up ourselves and find the answers and the leadership we need to go to the next level, because humanity will not be stopped. Donald Trump, 35% in New Hampshire, when they threw everything they had against him and had all their so-called polls with him at 20% and Cruz at 10% and Rubio at 15%, it was not what they said. And it shows you the manipulation we face. But at the same time, we're aware of the rabbit trick. We're aware of the magician. We're aware of the hat trick. We're aware of the sleight of hand. And so we are living in epic, amazing, historical, magical times. And that's why I'm so blessed and so honored to be here and be able to talk to all of you today, because we are on this journey together. And this is a big, big deal. But yes, when you look at Bernie Sanders, he is the final plague, not he himself, but what he represents. They've shut down our power. The poor public doesn't know why they're going bankrupt. They've shut down our jobs, the regulations. They've done everything they can to hold back the great engine, the great bull that was America. And now they bring us the trendy, smart professor to prey on the servile, dumbed-down people with 2-3 college degrees and no future, and now they think they're going to get some free goody. Let's take the $218 billion the Walmart family has. That won't run the country a month. Let's take that wealth and give it to these trendies right now. What does it do at a national park to feed the squirrels? They turn into fat, dumb, domesticated idiots. Same thing with sheep. It does nothing. As if the Walmart family with $200+ billion is going to let a bunch of self-propelled stomachs and jobless college kids dominate them. They dominated you, you socialist morons. They set up their slave factory-run systems, and you went in there and you bought their goods as you slit your own throat. And now you think you're getting another good deal like Walmart with Bernie. Go buy some lottery tickets, jackasses. I'm talking to people that buy into this system. You're fools. And the sickest part about watching fools is they're always ready to buy up and buy in and get on board the next con game, the next scam. You people make me sick. I don't want to break your jaws. You're going to break your own future. The problem is you're so invincibly stupid. You're so invincibly ignorant, you'll never even learn from your mistakes and admit you're wrong. You won't learn from example. You won't learn from history. You won't learn from the nightmare of socialism and collectivism and communism when it puts all these nobodies on top of you who revel in black uniforms and checkpoints and making your wife have sex with them so you can have a job and controlling the art and the literature and the human renaissance. Communism and socialism is the dagger in the heart of human freedom and true liberalism, and you scum have the nerve to take on the mantle of liberalism when you are the dumbest, stupidest, most pathetic, servile trash the world has ever seen. Look at yourselves. Look at how you grovel the megabanks. Look at how the megabanks fund your god, Hillary. Look at how you sit there and go, well, Bernie's against the big banks. Oh, really? He voted against auditing the Fed. Bernie will bring you exactly what they want in the next phase because they're exempt offshore. And the minute you learn how to do arithmetic, and the minute you learn about globalism, and the minute you pull your heads out of the collective sand, I'm talking to our audience. I want to be clear. I'm talking to people on the fence, people that think they can sit back and watch us in the arena and make jokes about it. We're not making jokes. We're serious. We came to fight. We want you to have human liberty. We want you to have a future. We want you to be able to be who you want to be. But you listen up. We're not here to then provide for you. And we're not here to be your beast of burden. We're not here to be your slaves. We're not here to bow to you and produce while you sit there and tell us how we're bad all day. Because we innovate and produce freedom and produce inventions and produce ideas.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you go into a communist-run area like North Korea or any other area controlled by collectivists, there's no food. Stuff's worse than the school lunch program. You go into a capitalist area, there's thousands of choices. It's just sickening. But now we have this parasitic system coming in and taking over. You know, I'd forgotten that I had Rob just sitting there for 30 minutes because I'm via telephone right now. I'd forgotten I'd asked Rob Due to come in. He doesn't even know why he's in here. Because right before I went live, I said about 30 minutes ago, I said, I want to get Rob Due in here. And he's going to be hosting the fourth hour. I'm going to do 5 minutes into the next hour with him and David Knight. David Knight's got a great point he was making to me during the break about an article on InfoWars.com about Trump has single-handedly brought back free speech. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's about, is not caring what people say about you and just getting it out there, because they want us to all be obsessed and upset and threatened by info. No, let's just get to know each other. That's what actually brings us together. But the reason I brought Rob Due in here is Rob remembers a lot of this, but I don't know if he remembers all three times. Does he remember once, twice, or three times? Because he's been here about 7 years, that I would take him over the years as one of the best camera people we have. Back then, definitely the best we had before he was the news director. And I would bring in a lot of famous people to be interviewed. And I would bring him in to also be in films. And repeatedly, he's been there with very well-known liberals. When they get out to dinner with you and a few glasses of wine, they go, listen, you better join us or we're going to bleep. So when I hear people like Larry Grathwald talk about the Weathermen and Obama and these closed-door meetings about killing, you know, 25 million people and putting 50 million in forced labor camps, and I make these statements, let me tell you something. Bernie Sanders was connected to the SDS and other very hardcore groups that would love to carry out a Stalinistic operation in America. And the left media makes jokes about this. I've been around these people. People say, well, why don't you say their names? When you have somebody in confidence to interview, they claim they're a liberal, then they uncloak and say, you better join us. Or, well, I'm going to let Due tell the story. Due, I haven't told you what you were coming on about. I just hinted at it. In your years here, what have you experienced? Am I correct? Am I wrong? Having leftists around us at the office, what type of stuff comes out?
One experience that I remember vividly is we did a round of interviews with this individual for probably 3 hours. We interviewed him. Then we took him out to dinner and we had a few beers. And I think by his third beer, he started opening up to how there's going to have to be blood spilled to get real change in this country. And he just came out and said it like that. And we're like, can we put you on camera? No, he didn't want to go on camera saying that. And it was very interesting, very telling. That's the one that I remember vividly. It was probably about 4 years
and
ago.
It wasn't now. Like, oh, too bad, we're going to have a revolution, it's going to be hard. It was like, there's going to be blood, or we're going to kill a lot of people. And we're here, you can take part in the killing. You're a libertarian communist, join us. I mean, it was very threatening. I wanted to crush his skull in. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, the guy's sitting there getting off talking about killing people. I was like, really? How about you die then? You know what? You think you're so damn tough.
And we never aired that interview at all. There's not one bit of that that ever went out from InfoWars.
Because we were so creeped out, and we've run into that before. Remember the other times people like go, hey, I'm actually a communist. And the point is, they uncloak and admit they're communists in front of you, and you're like, unless you're talking about killing everybody. And I've had communists threaten me, too, and go, yeah, we're communists. We're going to kill you. They're the sneaky scum. And they offer all these young, dumb people. And I'm not saying young people are dumb, but mainly young people that have no future. I'll give you something free. Vote for me or support me. They have no idea. What is it like for you to see America talking about a socialist president? People go, oh, well, that'll counter the big banks. They love it.
It's not going to happen.
Stay there, dude. Stay there. Yep. We'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.